Davey, back on action again tomorrow, and a crack at Tyrone and the Ulster final up for grabs.
Long coming around, you know, since the Down game, and we had the All Ireland under 21 game in between time. So yeah, look, it's here now, and I suppose this is what we've been working towards all year.
Yeah, and going into it on the back of a big victory, to say the least of it, over Down, and very hard to maybe to gauge where you're at after that.
Yeah, look, the Down game was facile, you know, in terms of the scoreline, and as I said before, we learned nothing, and that I don't think anybody would have learned anything out of that, other than that poor old Down's football wasn't in good shape at the minute. So look, we've been preparing hard in between times, and we took a challenge game in between times just to keep us, try and keep us sharp, and look, we'd be happy where we're at now.
Yeah, and the quality of the opposition in the challenge was much higher than Down. It was Mayo, of course, who were perennial contenders for honours.
Yeah, we played Mayo the Wednesday night afterwards down in Sligo, and it was a good workout. We won that game, and we played reasonably well, I felt now. We won that game 118-111 now, and we had a good mix of scorers on the night as well, which has helped. And we also we tried a few different things, and we brought a few players in, and look, you know, they slipped in fairly seamlessly, and that was probably the most pleasing aspect of the whole thing, to be fair.
As you know, sometimes challenge games can be notorious for giving false impressions, and I suppose it depends on the strength of the opposition and where they are at in their championship.
Yeah, well, look, Mayo are in the same boat as us. They play their Connacht final. They're actually a step ahead of us. They play Galway in the Connacht final next weekend. So for them, it was probably their last challenge game before that as well. So they were well fired up now, would have been my view.
And full strength.
Full strength, yes, as far as I'm aware, yeah.
So how has the preparations gone in the last week or so? I'm sure that has been a boost to the girls to beat a side of the quality of Mayo.
Yeah, well, look, you know, it wasn't about beating Mayo, it was about getting a sort of, a tougher game under their belt. The result was a bonus. We trained last Friday night, and then, of course, the girls had championship last Sunday, so it was fairly light on Monday night. Good session on Wednesday night just passed, and a fairly light session last night. So, look, as I said to you, they're in good shape now. They've worked hard all year, and it's just about keeping them sharp at the minute.
Well, your opponent's Tyrone tomorrow, certainly in terms of having a good, tough challenge going into the semi-final. They certainly had a searching test, and they showed good character to come through against Cavan in extra time.
Yeah, I watched that game in full now, and to be fair, look, Tyrone set themselves up very defensively. Seems to be a threat of Tyrone football at the minute. But it worked for them, I have to say, because you could see Cavan getting very frustrated, and Cavan led by 3 points with maybe 7 or 8 minutes to go, and Tyrone pegged them back, and I always had the view that whoever got a goal in that game was going to win it, and Tyrone pounced now early in the first 10 minutes of extra time, got the goal and won by the odd point. So look, it was a good victory, and I would say they were well pleased with it now.
And looking at the personnel, it's a mix of old and new, experience and youth.
Tyrone would be the sort of the same as ourselves. They have Gemma Begley and Niamh Woods and the Donnelly sisters there, who would be well known and have played for Tyrone for a number of years. But look, they've a lot of young girls coming through there now. There's an Eve O'Neill and Angie McShane, and there's a few other girls that I would have known from underage time. So they have a fair blend in there now as well.
And tell me, where are their strengths? Where are their weaknesses?
Well, their strength would seem to be across their half-back line. Niamh Woods plays at 6 them now, and she's been kicking about a long time. And she's an excellent player and a great ball carrier. Gemma Begley plays on one wing, and Cathy Donnelly on the other in the half-forward line. But they would have a fair bit of pace, and Begley would be she'd be notorious as a free taker now. She'd be very good short, long, or left or right hand side now. She'd be very good. So look, that would seem to be the core of their strengths, sir.
So the key to tomorrow for your defence is to be disciplined in the tackle and not give way too many frees.
Yeah, and we've been working that in training. So I think that I suppose the two keys for us tomorrow, number one, exactly that. Let's be patient going forward, because they will pack out the defence. But obviously, when they break, you know, we need to be very careful that we don't commit the foul, certainly within the scoring zone, to be fair, you know, and that's what we've been working on all week.
And tell me, in terms of teams, I know Karen Guthrie is out long term, and coming back to do some light training. Have you any other injury concerns?
Yeah, well, Karen's back doing a wee bit of running this week, which is a great lift for Karen and great to see it. So look, she's certainly well on the road to getting back now. Rose Boyle picked up a knock during the Under-21 All-Ireland final on her shoulder, and she's probably a couple of weeks away. Dirty Foley has a knock on her knee that'll absolutely keep her out. She picked that up against Mayo, which was unfortunate. And Shannon McGrady has a strain in her calf, and that's probably going to make her very doubtful now. But I suppose the upside, Tom, as I said, you know, we tried some things during the Mayo game, and we know we have girls that have said this all along, with strength and depth that we probably never had before in Donegal, and we know there's girls there that can slip in and do a job for us. So look, whilst we'd like to have those players available, we're very, very happy with what we have in reserve.
Well, Deirdre Foley, of course, has been a regular in defence. As you say, she's out. So have you decided yet who's going to replace her?
Yeah, Therese McCaffrey is going to come in there, simply because of Therese's pace, and she'll come in there at wing back, playing alongside Ciara and Kate along that line there, Ciara Hegarty and Kate Keeney. So Bridget Gallagher will come in for Karen in the middle of the field. And it looks like Niamh McLaughlin will probably come in there for Shannon McGrady.
Yeah, so good replacements to have?
Yeah, look, as I said, you know, we have what we never had before in terms of strength and depth, so we're happy enough now.
As you said, it's going to be, you're going to need discipline and patience tomorrow. What else is it going to need?
Look, I think, Tom, look, it's all in the day. Our girls are in a good place, you know, they've worked very hard. I think the Mayo game, you know, gave them a bit of a lift, you know, because they were actually a bit down themselves after the quarter final against Down, because they were sort of in a build up to the championship. So Mayo gave them a bit of a lift, and then they got a good competitive game in their club championships last week. But look, patience will be the key against Tyrone if they set up the same way they did against Cavan, and not to rush our scores, just to take our time and pick our way through, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad, you said the confidence is up. Do you feel they're good enough to beat Tyrone?
I do. Look, I think they're good enough to win an Ulster this year, but as I said all along, nobody's going to hand it to them at plate. They're going to have to earn it. And tomorrow's the next step in that journey. You know, we'll have a better idea at 2:30 tomorrow where we're at, and I suppose the goal is an Ulster final and take it from there.